It was one of the few things my old man and I agreed about when I was a kid. Emil Griffith was one sweet fighter. During the 1960s, the stylish Virgin Islands immigrant, who had shoulders one boxing writer said that you could serve dinner for six on, captured the welterweight championship of the world three times and the middleweight championship twice. But Griffith, if he's remembered at all, is remembered for just one thing, his trio of fights against fellow welterweight Benny Kid Perrette, a busy brawler who, it was said, would take 10 punches to get in one, 50 to get in two. True to his aggressive nature, Perrette twice called Griffith a maricón at their pre-fight weigh-ins, a homosexual slur inspired, no doubt, by Griffith's known frequenting of New York's gay bars. But Griffith was in the closet, the way any boxer would have to be, and he was not amused, as he recounted in the 2005 documentary Ring of Fire.
He didn't know that I understood a little Spanish, but at the time, I knew maricón meant faggot. And I wasn't nobody faggot.
Almost as if to prove it, in the rubber match, Griffith had won the first fight, Perrette won the second. Griffith essentially beat Perrette to death in the 12th round, when the ref didn't stop the fight and Griffith didn't stop punching. Here's how Norman Mailer described it, as documented by Ring of Fire.
Griffith, making a pent-up whispering sound all the while he attacked, the right hand whipping like a piston rod, which has broken through the crankcase, or like a baseball bat demolishing a pumpkin.
Griffith later admitted that it was not just another fight to him.
When I had him in the corner in the 12th round, he was very angry in the ring. Nobody never called me the faggot.
Perrette left the ring on a stretcher and died after spending 10 days in a coma, which haunted Griffith for years. The next time Griffith fought in Madison Square Garden, he backed into the ring so he wouldn't see the corner where Perrette went down, as Mailer said, like a large ship that turns on end and slides second by second into its grave. Griffith later said, "After Perrette, I never wanted to hurt a guy again. I was so scared to hit someone. I was always holding back." Regardless, Griffith won three more championships after the fatal Perrette fight, but he's never answered the bell about his sexuality. Flash forward 35 years to this summer, when Griffith resurfaced as vice president of the Gay Rights Stonewall Veterans Association and rode in last month's Gay Pride Parade. Even so, Griffith continues to rope-a-dope the issue of his homosexuality. In an interview with the New York Times, Griffith came close to coming out. "Yes, I'm gay," he told the Times reporter. "I don't see anything wrong with being gay. If that's what I want to do, if that's what I want to be." Right after that, though, Griffith said he had just been joking. Odds are, Benny Kid Perrette would have said he was just joking, too.